When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Variety Radio Online. We're dedicated to bringing you news, reviews, and interviews from the world of entertainment. This is your host, Michelle, and I'm very excited today to have with me Joe Cleveland, which Joe is a friend of mine, and him and his wife have been doing a jazz festival here in Atlanta for several years now, and it's exciting. Robin and I have talked about this several times, at what they've done with this, and I'm excited to have Joe online today to tell us more about what they do and how they've accomplished what they have. And again, it's Smooth Jazz Grooves, and I have Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Michelle?
Good, good. What I'd love for you to start out, since you are obviously, you guys are a new fandom for us, because a lot of our fans, we started out kind of in a sci-fi world, and we're branching over into music, and I am actually doing some country interviews next week. So we're excited to kind of support you guys and see how we can help you. So tell us a little bit about where Smooth Jazz Grooves came from and what you've kind of built up to now. Kind of what is the little history behind this?
Well, the Smooth Jazz Grooves, which is in fact, that's the name of the company's Jazz Grooves, but the name of the music festival is the Atlanta Smooth Music Festival. And
thank you.
It was actually born out of an idea down in Florida, where most people go to Florida to Destin every year to a contemporary jazz festival called the Seabreeze Jazz Festival. And the difference is over 3 days, and of course people vacation on the beach. So while attending a former festival, Robin and I had the idea of, wouldn't it be great if there was an all-day music festival, though we don't have the beach so people couldn't come for sun and fun, but it would be great if there was an all-day music festival dedicated to smooth or contemporary jazz in Atlanta, because almost 60% of the attendees to this festival come from Atlanta. And they were traveling because there was nothing like this in Atlanta. So it was born out of that idea, and we haven't gotten up to the 2 days yet, but our goal is to make it a two-day festival that's going to be 8 hours each day. So it's a long day, but you can bring all your food, all your drink, and you can fellowship for 8 long hours and listen to some great music.
Now, so talking about bringing up all day, so kind of tell us what how that day unfolds. I know that I believe that you can bring your lunch, your picnic, you can bring your wine. You have music kind of starting during the day and into the night. I believe there's also some vendors. So how to kind of is that set up? What kind of walk us through what that feels like during the day there?
Yeah, great. The format is actually doors open at 12:30. The show actually starts at 1:30 and ends at 9:30.
Okay.
And there are six performing artists, and normally we have a combination of international, national, and local smooth jazz artists. So this year we actually have one international artist and four national artists and one local artist. We always try to open up with the local talent so that we can give them some exposure and show people that Atlanta does have a large talent base, even in smooth jazz.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After each act, so think it's six performers. They will perform in lengths from 40 minutes to 90 minutes. So each one will perform. After their performance, there's a CD signing, autograph signing, picture taking session, and then the next artist come on. But the great thing for the attendees is that in between, there's a 30-minute break in between each performance. They get to go out in what we call Merchandise Alley and patronize vendors. So we will have vendors who are selling clothes, art, jewelry, and a lot of different novelties.
Okay.
So it's a true festival. It's a true music festival.
Okay. And then as far as the setup, bleachers, blankets, tables?
Well, Mabel House, is, of the 2,500 seats, is organized where you have about 40 VIP tables, which are basically slapping distance from the stage, and, and each table is four seats. So you got about 150 people in the VIP section. Then there's about 1,000 people in the seated section, the preferred seats. And what I love about Mabel House is every seat is undercover, so that it is a true rain or shine event. We have had concerts where it was pouring down rain and the show did not stop. There was no need for umbrellas and everybody was happy, except for those people on the lawn. So you got 150 people at the VIP tables. You got 1,000 people in the seated area, and then the other 1,000 people are out there in the lawn. But,
okay,
you know, there is a lot of people that just like rolling out their blanket and, you know, putting their picnic spread out and just sitting out there with 10 or 15 people and fellowshipping on the lawn. So we have something for everybody. We have VIP space. We have those people who want to have a seat and be close to the stage, and we have a lot of lawn area for those people that just want to chill and be out by themselves, listen to the music, and fellowship.
Right, right. Okay, so now you guys are going into your sixth year. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, go ahead.
I'll take your question. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, tell us a little bit about who has joined the performance. Who do we have performing this year? And a little bit about their talent. Because I noticed that there's you kind of have a little bit different from guitar to flute. So you kind of have mixed it up with specialties, correct?
Exactly. And one of the things we try to bring each year is variety. So we won't have all guitar players. We won't have all, you know, saxophone players, trumpet players. So each year, We kind of painstakingly try to put together a lineup that gives people a good flavor of contemporary music. So this year, our headliner is Nick Colione, who's a jazz guitarist out of Chicago.
Okay.
And when you see Nick, you think of flair. If he is like a cross between someone like a Steve Harvey, if you know who Steve Harvey is.
Yeah,
but he's a dynamic musician, and his personality is just big and broad, and his audience interaction is just outstanding. And one of the things we look forward to when he comes to our festival, and this is actually Nick's third year at our festival. This is his first year as a headliner, but he always sings the song "A Rainy Night in Georgia." And everybody looks forward to him singing that song.
It's a great song, too.
A great song. So in addition to Nick, is a national / international artist. We have Alex Bouillon, who is a world-renowned keyboardist, who has been playing jazz music for probably close to 35 years now. He's in demand. He plays overseas about 6-7 months out of the year. And he is in big demand. So we are looking forward. He hasn't been in Atlanta in a while, so we're looking forward to his performance. Then we have, that's kind of the old guard. Then we have a mixture of young and up-and-coming artists who very seldom get to come to Atlanta at a show like this. So we have a saxophonist, Eric Darius, who's out of Tampa, Florida, who's in his early 20s. But he played like he's been around for 30 years. He appeals to young and old, but particularly to that younger group, you know, 30 to 50. He has a big audience in that range, but he is a great up-and-coming saxophonist. Then we have Julian Vaughn, who is also in the same breath as Eric in up-and-coming. He's an up-and-coming bass guitarist out of Kansas City. You hear his music on watercolors, This is probably his first appearance in Atlanta at a big venue, so he's excited, and we're excited to have him. In addition to Julian, we have Kim Scott, who's out of Birmingham, Alabama. So she is a native Southerner for us, right in the Southeast. She performs a lot in the Southeast, so she's familiar with Atlanta, probably has performed here once every 3 or 4 months. So she is kind of like a local, even though she's not local. And then opening the show, we have Jeff Sparks. And by the way, Kim Scott is a flautist, and she is in demand pretty much throughout the U.S. because in smooth jazz, there's probably only 4 or 5 great female flautists, and she's definitely one of them. And then opening the show, we have Jeff Sparks, who's a local saxophonist who lives on the south side of Atlanta. So Jeff is one of those people who are now trying to take his music to the next level. And we've been fortunate enough to work with him for really the past 3 to 4 years. So that's kind of a synopsis of the lineup. We have local, we have regional, we have national, and we have international. And we've mixed it up where, you know, you might get a guitar player, and the next player will be a sax player, and the next player will be a keyboard player, so that you get a good mix of music. Because with our shows, they're not just like, when people think of smooth jazz, they think elevator music, if you know what
right.
I mean.
Yeah.
Our shows actually are the exact opposite. People are up on their feet for the majority of the performance. So, you know, we look at Jeff Sparks, Eric Darius, Julian Vaughn, and Nick Colleone, high-energy shows. People will be up out of their seat pretty much 90% of their performance.
Gotcha. Okay. What in these talents, you've had several that come every year, so they really look forward to being part of Atlanta in this festival, correct?
Exactly. I mean, the artists love the venue. They like our festival. As an example, Nick Colleone was at our very first year. He was also in 2011, and he's in 2013. He tries to get on the lineup every single year, and we tell him that we want to have that variety so he at least has to skip 1 year. And he's been pretty much trying to hold us to that every other year he comes back.
That's great, though. That's great.
And there's great demand. I mean, we only have space for 5 to 6 talented artists, and we normally pick from about a good 15 to 20 artists. So,
okay.
there's some disappointment each year when they don't make the lineup because there is a lot of people who want to get on the lineup. And that's good for us, and it's good for Atlanta so we can keep bringing variety.
Oh, yeah. And you mentioned two things. That you mentioned a goal of what your goal is in a few years with this being 1 day to 2 day. Talk a little bit more about that. And then also you also mentioned before we went live that you also had hopes to do or you're going to be doing maybe a concert series possibly?
Yes. So I'll talk on the goal to have it 2 days. It's, you know, 8 hours is a long day, but the good thing about Mabel House, you know, you can bring everything, it's in and out privileges, so if you get too tired, you can take a break and come back. But our goal is really to have a true music festival over 2 days. And what we would really like to do is to have at least 4 to 6 more hours where we bring in, instead of 6 artists, we bring in probably 11 to 12 artists. Now, this format works, but we actually tried this the first year. It didn't work too well on Sunday because we're in the Bible Belt.
Right,
and,
right.
And so we, with 8 hours of music on Saturday and 8 hours of music on Sunday, a lot of people missed 3 to 4 hours of music. So our goal is to figure out the right window, and it's probably going to be a Friday night, Saturday versus a Saturday Sunday, but our goal is really to have a 2 day festival, basically 8 hours of music on the festival night and probably 4 to 6 hours of music on the pre night. And hopefully within the next 4 years we get there. the second part of that statement was next year we're actually, and we've been working on this for 5 years now, we want to actually do a smooth jazz series where we do many concerts leading up to our big festival. The many concerts will be 1 to 2 performers. It'll be like a 7 to 9:30 performance at a performing arts center or amphitheater venue. And we hope to kick that off in 2014 by doing probably May, June, July, August, many concerts, and then come back September and close with our all-day music festival.
Okay. Now, and I mentioned to you, you know, we're hitting kind of a different fan base here with our group, and we hope to build our music fan base with our website and our radio show. So I'd love for you to, is there anything else you want the fans to know about your festival? And then we'll talk a little bit about how they can track you down.
Yes, I do. It's, even if a lot of people who think about jazz think about elevator music. So I just encourage you, if you've never been to a live jazz performance, just go to one and then kind of, you know, make your judgment from there, because almost every non-jazz person who has come for the first time has become a jazz convert once they came out and saw what a true contemporary jazz performance is like.
Very
if
cool.
You like high energy, you would like contemporary jazz.
Very cool. I know that I think jazz is a great, great music. My husband's talented, and so therefore jazz, he taught me long ago jazz is not elevator music, but I do agree with you that if it's someone who's not sure about what smooth jazz or contemporary jazz is, come and check it out, and they'll be sold. So
the other part of that, if you live in Cobb County specifically, you have the best amphitheater venue in the metro Atlanta area. So if you haven't been out to Mabel House, please do so in the next couple of years, and I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed.
Joe's correct, you guys. The Mabel House venue is just, it's beautiful. They did a great job with it. I'm hearing from Joe that the acoustics must be really well. It's covered.
Outstanding.
You can't pass up something that's local in a great area, and they did a great job with it. So, well, Joe, I really enjoyed these few minutes. Hopefully, we'll get out there and do some tweeting and let our fans know that, you know, you guys are there, and I'm excited for your festival. How can people find out about the festival? Can they still buy tickets? What do they need to do to kind of plug in?
Tickets are still available through Ticketmaster, any Ticketmaster outlet, or Ticketmaster online, or, you know, via phone.
Okay.
You can also go to the Mabel House box office. Tickets, good seats are still available, especially if you like to sit on the lawn, because the lawn is normally the last thing to go. But there's good seats still available. If you want to find out who's playing and you didn't write it down, you can go to our website, which is Smooth Jazz Grooves, www.smoothjazzgrooves.com, and get information there. You can also call our office, which is 678-819-3920, which is our Jazz Grooves office, and we can point you in the right direction.
Okay.
And if you have a special occasion coming up, birthday, anniversary, you want to surprise your spouse, you want to wow your boss, this is the perfect occasion to do something special that's going to be very unexpected for the person you're doing it for.
No, that's a great point. What a way to surprise them than a beautiful concert day and a festival just to relax and enjoy wonderful music. You also have Facebook?
We also have Facebook at Atlanta Smooth Music Festival.
Okay.
We have Twitter at Jazz Grooves Atlanta.
Okay.
So there, yeah, if you are a Facebook fan, please like us on Facebook.
Perfect. Well, hopefully we'll get this out there, and I'll send it over to you so then you can retweet it. And and we'll get it out there. And I'm excited for you guys, and Smooth Music Festival will hopefully be awesome this weekend, and then we look forward to working with you guys and supporting you guys as much as we can.
Well, thank you very much, because don't know if a lot of people know this, Jazz Radio, you know, went off the air in Atlanta, you know, a few years back. So all of the jazz fans, all 60,000 of them, are still here, but it's kind of hard to reach them in one fell swoop. So it's kind of like fishing. You have to catch a few of them at a time, and then, you know, keep going back in. So, you know, any assistance that you guys can provide is great, because we just want to keep live music, first of all, you know, going in Cobb County, and we want to keep jazz music alive throughout Metro Atlanta as well.
Well, we love supporting you guys and supporting things that are local and here in the South. And so hopefully we can build a fan base and share it with our fans and help you guys out a little. But and then next year, who knows what we'll do. So
exactly. We just leave the door open. We're definitely creative and willing to work with you guys in any way that we can.
Well, Joe, thanks for calling in, and I hope that this weekend is everything that you and Robin want, and I know it's going to be awesome. And, again, congratulations on your sixth year, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, and I encourage you to, you know, put – we're on the second Saturday every September, so I encourage you to put that on one of your calendars and come out and see for yourself and just have a grand old time.
I know, Robin has given me a little bit of hell on that, so I'll have to take my beatings and come, and because she's definitely hit me on the head every year about it. So that's also good to know that it's the second Saturday of every September.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put that on the calendar, and we'll post this up, and I'll let you know in a little while when it's fixed and correct.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Joe.
All right, thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye. Listeners, you follow us on Twitter at the VRO. Go to our website, thevro.com, for this interview and so much more that we have done for you guys. And we love you, fans. And, again, also we love to thank our wonderful sponsors. You can find them on our website. We have Elite Accounting Services and Enchanticon. And if you haven't learned about Enchanticon, it will be happening in just a few months. Please go to our website so you can learn more. Again, this was today was the Jazz Festival for Atlanta. We'll post it and hope you guys can make it out.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.